the goal line right. But that was a big year. Obviously, we a replay in Turris against Cork after drawing the Don Park in Kiev. We take extra time, the famous extra time, which seems to always occur against Cork. And I suppose that year, people that doubted maybe our success in 89, you know, and that we hadn't beaten the big powers, you know, on the way to the All-Ireland. But in 91, you know, Limerick had a tremendous team. We beat them in the semi-final, beat Cork in the Munster final replay after extra time, and then defeated Galway, a good Galway team. So to beat Kilkenny in the All-Ireland, you know, capped the whole year. And I suppose at the end of the day, you know, to win two All-Irelands, at least it stated that we deserve to be there and we deserve to win through, you know.
There was a bit of residue, wasn't there, in Kennedy, as I always say, it was a St. Vincent de Paul All-Ireland in 89 because Antrim were there. But that was a bit unfair because you had justified your place there.
Yeah, well, at St. Vincent de Paul All-Ireland at this stage, I think Kilkenny would like to get one themselves at this stage.
So, yeah.
You know what I mean? So from our point of view, it was nice to win the second one. But you look to the future, you know, we're talking an awful lot about 2010. We've got to look to 2011 now. We've got to look to next Sunday, you know, and hopefully, you know, expand on their success and develop the players that are coming through at minor and on a senior level. And it's the future we look to in Tipperary. And even at this stage, I suppose, you know, we're waiting really with great enthusiasm for what's going to come up and pan out for the championship.
Very good. And by the way, we'll be throwing the floor open to questions there. We have a few lovely prizes there for people brave enough to give us a question, with thanks to Skoda. Declan, what about Ken's point there that, you know, you have to look to the future, but in your preparations, did you guys ever talk about the spirit of Tip hurling or, you know, look to maybe previous victories for Tip, or was how did you sort of map out your game plans?
I think coming up to the game, we'd never really looked back. We'd always focus on ourselves and our team, and we'd never worry too much about opposition, because I think you can get bogged down thinking about the team you're playing. And of course, we'd always give them maybe 5 or 10 minutes the night before a match, where we'd just go through maybe the different styles of hurling or whatever to watch out for. But it'd be only 10 minutes, that'd be it. Everything else we do would be about us and team and our team effort for the Sunday, you know, because at the end of the day, it is about yourself and about you winning, you know.
Well, of course, we're going to still look back, guys, because we want to see how far Tip have moved on since the last time they met Cork 12 months ago. So we're going to reflect on the match 12 months ago before we look at Sunday's big game against Cork in the Munster Senior Hurling Championship. And let's just reflect on 2010 in Cork.
Munster down here against your age-old rival Cork. I needed one to kiss the kiss goodnight. Had to go get something out my system.